Today is the first day of a six-week open enrollment period for the Hawaii Health Insurance Exchange established under the Affordable Care Act, and it's a critical time for Hawaii's uninsured populations. As with most matters related to today's healthcare landscape, the details can be confusing, so the Legal Aid Society of Hawaii is lending a hand. We asked Connie Liu, the Society's Managing Attorney for Community Engagement, to help us sort it out.
Open enrollment is the period of time that individuals and families can apply for insurance on the marketplace. This is when they can file their application and see what plans that are available to them and what kind of help they can receive to help pay for some of those plans.
And what steps should they take?
Well, one of the things they can do is they can check out the healthcare.gov website and apply online from there, or they can also call the healthcare.gov toll-free number to receive assistance. Legal Aid is also providing assistance with face-to-face, what they call navigators, to help people apply for health insurance. And we're usually doing outreaches to help different individuals apply.
Who are the people most likely to benefit from this?
I think a lot of people who are slightly above the federal poverty level, so they don't qualify for Medicaid, but they don't have like full-time jobs or part-time jobs that cover their insurance, they would be the people who would benefit the most from this program.
How many of those people roughly are there in Hawaii, do you think?
You know, I'm really not sure about that. I am aware that, you know, especially with the Compact of Free Association, there are people who do come over here doing different periods, and they could be some of the people who could benefit from this program.
Meaning the Micronesian population.
Correct.
And why that population in particular?
Well, when they first arrive, they might not have health insurance, and they might not qualify for the MedQuest or Medicaid insurance. Often you need to be either a child or you need to be 65 years or older, disabled or blind in order to qualify for the MedQuest insurance. So there's a gap of people who don't fall in that range. The people from the Micronesian communities who are in that gap, they could apply for the insurance on the marketplace and possibly get some help from the state to pay for some of their premiums. They do need to be below a certain income limit in order to qualify, and they do need to make sure they are denied from Medicaid in order to qualify through this program.
When you say federal poverty level, what is that? What is that now?
I believe at 100%, we're looking at maybe about $1,200 a month or so for a single person. Sorry, I don't know the figures right off the top of my head, but that's about approximate.
Mm-hmm. And that's those are people less likely to have insurance through their employer, people with part-time jobs.
Right. So these would be people who are probably a little bit above that $1,200 or so per month for a single person threshold, and still can't quite afford health insurance on their own.
The facilitators that Legal Aid provides, what did you refer to them as?
They're called health navigators or kokuas.
Uh-huh.
We have a total, I believe, six of them. Majority of them do speak Chukis. One speaks Kristrayan. We also have another one on the Big Island to help people apply for their insurance.
Is there a way for people on other islands to reach out to you if you don't have one of them?
Sure. They can always call our main hotline. That number is 808-536-4302, and a prompt will come up to ask them to press 2 to get help with health insurance. And when they call us, we will, screen the calls and try to be able to help them.
Are you sufficiently staffed to reach out to everyone who needs reaching out to?
Well, we're doing the best that we can
sure.
with our staff. We can always use more people, but, we'll do what we can.
It's a six-week open enrollment period, and that is in compliance with the Affordable Care Act. It's under the terms of the ACA.
Right.
What's the link here?
So, yeah, so they determined that the open enrollment period was going to be from November 1st to December 15th.
Right.
Last year, I believe it was November 1st to January 31st. So it's a lot shortened this year compared to the previous year.
What is the cost sharing reduction? You were telling me that the federal government is taking that away.
They were reducing it at least, and cost share reduction is a discount that lowers the amount you have to pay for deductibles, co-payments, and co-insurance. And there is some fear that that might affect how much people need to pay out of pocket and how insurers would react to that change in the reduction in the cost share reduction help.
And how have they reacted?
Well, fortunately for Hawaii, you know, Kaiser and HMSA have step it up so that people don't need to really be too concerned about that. So that's a good thing on our end.
Connie Liu is the managing attorney for community engagement for the Legal Aid Society of Hawaii. Open enrollment begins today and goes until December 15th.